In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
What are you doing, Fernando Tatis? Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Monday, August 15th. I am Frank Sanfield, joined by Scott White. And the biggest news, maybe of the season, Fernando Tatis suspended 80 games after testing positive for a performance-enhancing substance, and he will miss the remaining 48 games of this season. Whatever they do in the postseason, obviously, and then probably the first month or so for next year, Scott. So we're dropping Fernando Tatis in our redraft leagues. What do you think about next season, though? Where might this land him in terms of draft stock for next season?
Well, I guess, thankfully, I don't know if that's the right way to talk about this news, because it's pretty devastating news, obviously, for people who stashed him all year, thinking initially he'd be back in June. Finally seeing him go on that rehab assignment and then this. But I would say we kind of got a test run for his 2023 value by looking at where Ronald Acuna went in 2022, because there are two players who profile similarly in rotisserie leagues, and the timeline for Acuna coming off the ACL tear was similar coming into this year. He was going right about the round two turn on average in 5x5 leagues, which is better format. I wasn't taking him there myself. I would have maybe taken Acuna if he lasted to the middle of round two. He never did in any of my leagues. And I'm thinking that's where I'll aim to take Tatis next year. There is the issue that we haven't seen him return from this wrist injury yet and how that's going to go. He'll have more time to recover, obviously. He also has a recurring shoulder injury that could pop up again and frustrate us all over again. So you got to keep that in mind. Plus, you won't be able to put him in an IL spot because he's not injured. He's suspended to begin next year. So those are three variables to consider when you're weighing where to take Tatis next year. But I think he'll be great still. He's only 23. He's got his whole career ahead of him. It's just been a series of unforced errors for him this year between this and the motorcycle accident that caused the wrist injury.
Yeah, it's definitely been a rough go the past year or so for Fernando Tatis. Waiver wire pitchers, let's take a look at some names in the shallowest of leagues. Drew Rasmussen took a perfect game into the ninth inning on Sunday against the Baltimore Orioles, and he's got a 2.80 ERA for the season. Ranger Suarez has now allowed just 4 earned runs in 5 starts since returning from the IL. And then Brady Singer was fantastic on Sunday against the Dodgers, where he threw 6 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts. Scott, let's just say 10-team league, maybe 12-team points league. How do you rank these three? Singer, Suarez, Rasmussen.
Well, that order that you listed them off, that's how I'd rank them. Singer, Suarez, Rasmussen. I think it's a close call between Suarez and Rasmussen at the end there. Rasmussen, of course, has the better ERA and whip, especially after this flirtation with the perfect game on Sunday. But I don't think we should overrate that and inflate his value because of it. He doesn't pitch deep into games at all. He's only had, counting this start, 5 of 6 innings or more this year. And the ERA estimators are all a lot higher than the actual ERA. The xERA, I believe, is over 4 for Rasmussen, even though the ERA is under 3. So he's, you know, there's a good chance he's overachieved, but he's useful enough, especially with the RP eligibility. Singer, though, I think is the most exciting here. He has been on a nice run for the Royals over his last 7 games, a 1.99 ERA, 1.01 whip, 9.7 K per 9. He just one hit the Dodgers over 6 innings with 7 strikeouts. I think he's the clear favorite of this group. I like Suarez a lot, too. He's looked better since coming back from injury, got the walk rate down, the ground ball rate up, looking like the guy we saw toward the end of last season.
Two very fun hitters that could be available in your leagues right now. Jorge Mateo had a massive game on Friday night where he went 5 for 5 with 2 doubles, 2 runs, and 2 RBI. In 21 games post All-Star break, he's batting .333 with 4 homers and 5 steals. And then Vaughn Grissom just continues to perform. He hit his second home run on Saturday. He's got multiple hits in 3 of his first 5 games. Scott, if you had to just choose one, are you going with Jorge Mateo or Vaughn Grissom?
Probably depends on format. Mateo, I think with the way his bats come around, you know, he's been contributing a ton of stolen bases since the start of the season. I think that makes him the better bet in 5x5 leagues. But I'd chance Grissom in a points league because the strikeout rate, at least judging by his minor league track record, should be significantly better than Mateo's. That's going to hold Mateo down in points leagues. But yeah, in 5x5, you'd rather have the surefire stolen base source, which is Mateo.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.